Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin, broadcasting with Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. In this podcast, we're going to discuss how the California Science Center is denying the fact that its cancellation of AFA's event stemmed from intolerance towards intelligent design, and how emails reveal that the California Science Center is promoting a sham pretext to explain why it canceled AFA's event. When the Darwin Lobby engages in discrimination against intelligent design, their reflex is often to deny all of the evidence that shows their intolerance. We saw this with the Guillermo Gonzalez case, where the censors blamed the victim. Well, that's exactly what's happening right now in the current media war over the settlement in the American Freedom Alliance versus California Science Center lawsuit. The California Science Center, or CSC, canceled the event because it disliked the pro-ID view, not because AFA did anything wrong, as CSC has claimed by way of pretext. In its initial email canceling AFA's event, Christina Sion, a CSC vice president and lead negotiator on the AFA contract, expressed concerns about how publicity for AFA's event might harm the reputation of the California Science Center and its standing within the scientific community, stating, quote, "This press release has damaged our relationship with the Smithsonian and the reputation of the California Science Center," unquote. That email alone provides evidence that viewpoint discrimination was at work. But CSC was ready with a pretext. Publicly, it claimed the cancellation flowed from AFA's alleged violation of a publicity provision of the event contract. Privately, however, a different story was being told. Internally, Sion disclosed the real reason for bringing down the hammer on AFA. In a moment of candor, she wrote to her colleagues that, quote, "The main problem is that it's an anti-Darwin slash creationist group," unquote. Now, obviously, Sion is wrong to claim that AFA is a creationist group. However, it's evident from her email that the quote-unquote main problem is the viewpoint of AFA, not some alleged contract violation. Further articulating CSC's intolerant attitude towards ID, Sion offers the opinion that, quote, "A science center should not even be asked to partner with any group associated with debating Darwinism. It's not our place," unquote. She goes on to say, quote, "Their topic of Darwinism and the nature of their controversial approach is likely not a good fit to partner with a science center," unquote. But CSC had to find a legitimate reason to explain the cancellation. In a striking email, which shows the CSC fishing for a pretext to give the public, CSC Vice President of Communications Shel Amiga passes a command from CSC CEO Jeff Rudolph to fish through the contract to find a reason, a pretext, for canceling the event. She writes, quote, "Jeff just called and is wondering if they violated an agreement. Like, was this supposed to be a private screening, or did they say it was a public screening? If they misrepresented the event, we can cancel them," unquote. In case it isn't clear, that statement shows the CSC first wanted to cancel AFA's event and then sought to find a reason it could publicly give to explain the cancellation. In other words, CSC wanted to cancel the contract before it even knew anything about whether the contract had been violated. Shel Amiga's own email contradicts her claims that AFA's alleged breach of contract triggered the cancellation. In another telling email, Sion then jubilantly announces the manufacturer of plausible deniability, writing, quote, "They did receive an agreement with the following language. Hope this covers us well," unquote. As another refutation of CSC's pretext, an evolutionary biologist at the neighboring Natural History Museum of Los Angeles County reports that in private conversations, Jeff Rudolph was reassuring neighboring science institutions that the cancellation did in fact stem from CSC's opposition to ID, writing, quote, "Jane Pisano, our CEO, rang Jeff Rudolph, the CEO of the California Science Center, last night and had a chat to him about the screening of the ID film at CSC's IMAX. They had in fact canceled the event as not being in line with their mission to educate the public about science, so it is not going ahead," unquote. Funny, when privately reassuring neighboring institutions, which we already know were intolerant towards intelligent design, Jeff Rudolph isn't saying that they canceled the event because AFA violated the contract. He's saying he canceled it because CSC disagreed with AFA's viewpoint. The California Science Center's Foundation, which is a shell organization of the CSC, is also claiming that, quote, "The fact that the foundation booked the AFA's event in the first place affirmatively demonstrated the lack of merit to AFA's argument," unquote. But again, the email evidence tells another story. In one email, CSC Vice President Joe DeAmicus reassures CSC Curator Ken Phillips that no one in the events department knew about the nature of the groups involved before AFA's booking, writing, quote, "This screening was booked through the events department, and they were unaware of the nature of the groups involved. It has come to Jeff's attention, and he is working on it," unquote. The implication, of course, is that if CSC's event department had known of the pro-ID nature of the groups involved, they would not have allowed the rental in the first place. CSC has apparently been giving two different stories about why they canceled the event, one version for the public and the other reason, the true reason, spoken of privately. Publicly, they claim the event was canceled due to some kind of a contract violation of AFA. But privately, they admit that this is about keeping ID out of the Science Center. The difference between the public and private stories told by CSC shows that they had one version of the story, a pretext for the public, but quite a different and far more intolerant version when privately reassuring other intolerant scientists and scientific organizations that they opposed ID. This isn't surprising. We've seen precisely this kind of obfuscation and denials in the past when Darwin lobbyists are caught discriminating against intelligent design. I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2010. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.